Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What about Brian Snyder? Is he winning right now?
Well, I wonder what, like, is this it? And it got leaked basically late last night. Yeah. Sources are saying that he's gone. I personally would take it a step further and I'd say, yeah, I think we need an entire new defense. And like, to me, one of the big offseason things is like, and I know Purdy, like, today's the day that they can extend him and they have all offseason, and Jimmy Garoppolo got extended in February when he got his extension, and maybe Brock would get extended in February or at some point. We'll get to that. That's coming. All right. I anticipate something of a resolution with Purdy. The biggest problems on this team, and I know it's the trenches and I get it, but the big thing is, to me, they couldn't establish a consistent good run game all year on offense, and I thought it limited them.
Well, that goes to offensive line, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Secondarily, their defense looked old, slow, and outdated. And so, to me, all things should be on the table when I look at the defense and we're revamping it. You're going to need 3 to 5 new defensive linemen. You're going to need multiple, probably, new linebackers. You're going to need a new free safety. Probably going to draft another slot corner or whatever to supplement around Renardo Green and Diamondo Lenore. Figure out which one of those box safeties you're keeping in Mustafa and Talanoa Hufanga, and then go from there. But scheme change and a complete overhaul of that defense should be on the table, because instead of just hiring the guy that fits this defense, you need to hire the most qualified, best candidate who can move going forward, can give you a revolutionary defense. This team never goes anywhere without a top 10 defense.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, and you're not going to go anywhere in this league without a top 10 defense for the most part. You look at these teams playing in the playoffs, for the most part, they have really good defenses. Look at Philadelphia, you know, look at Baltimore, look at Buffalo, look at Kansas City, all so on, the Chargers. But I am subscribing to a new scheme change, and that would mean also Chris Kocurek, the longtime defensive line coach. You'd have to blow him out alongside Nick Sorensen. Because I do think the wide nine, if you don't have monster defensive tackles in the middle, even when they went to the Super Bowl in 2019, they were giving up 4.7 yards a carry. It allows too many gaps. So when you got Nick Bosa out there lined up so far wide, and he's a power rusher, not a speed rusher, not only does it hurt him when it comes to pass rushing, but in the run game, there's so many wide gaps, and he's going upfield. We're creating an easy lay for running backs to go ahead and get chunk plays. They're not getting touched until they get 5 to 6 yards down the field. So I want a scheme change as well, whether it's a 4-3 or 3-4. I just don't like the wide nine anymore. I think the wide nine is a little outdated. Teams have figured it out. Now, if you want to go to the wide nine on, say, 3rd and 15, and you want to do it in situational settings, fine. Situational football, mm-hmm. You want to go wide nine, I'm okay with that. Every single down when you don't have speed rushers, yeah, I'm good off that. So I would like a scheme change as well.
Well, and another thing, I want to take it a step further. They can't let the players dictate which direction this goes in. And I'm not saying that the players had their thumb all the way on the scale, because Shanahan deserves, like, this is Shanahan's baby, right? Yep. And John Lynch to a lesser degree, but like, this is their baby. But I do believe the players had a significant amount of influence on A, Steve Wilks, yep, and making him bend to what they wanted to do, and then B, getting rid of Steve Wilks, and then C, elevating Sorensen.
Yep.
So to me, like, the last people I'm listening to is Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. Not because they're not great, but they are great players.
Right.
I want the best candidate who can maximize their value. And sometimes you have to look outside the building and get out of your norms to and get out of your comfort zone to reach your greatest greats.
Yeah.
That's just my belief.
I wonder if Shanahan regrets not hiring Vic Fangio last year. When Vic Fangio, they interviewed Vic Fangio for the job, and Shanahan obviously was reluctant to go to the 3-4 because you look at what's happening in Philadelphia. It's worked out very well for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, they're, but they also, just not to be, super nuanced here, but when you hit on Jalen Carter and you maximize that, wow, it looks a lot better because they nailed that top.
But Jalen Carter didn't play well last year. Remember?
No,
him,
I,
and, him and Jordan Davis, they weren't great.
No, but so, this, I'm talking about Fangio. Well, Fangio has made him look, I mean,
he's taken a step forward.
And then I look at their draft this year and all those secondary players, because they revamped their entire secondary.
They're two rookies.
They're hitting. So, to me, like, yes, scheme change, absolutely, on the table. Got to get the right guy. I need a coordinator who understands the X's and O's. You also need to continue to draft and develop, because you've missed in some spots, especially, well, I'd say, front seven.
They changed their scheme. They drafted players that fit that scheme. And now their scheme is really looks really, really good. The Niners scheme right now looks a little outdated. Let's get to Bobby and East Palo Alto real quick.
Hey, Bobby.
He's been on hold for a while. Bobby, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Congrats for Brian Schneider for being unemployed. He can take Nick Sorensen and Jake Moody with him and don't let the door hit him on the way out. I suggest we go back to a 3-4 and hopefully Sorensen's on his way out. Fangio was never coming here after we pulled the Tom Sula over him. I mean, he's definitely got to have a grudge against us for that. As far as the Cardinals running up the score in that game, I got something. You want to call them? They're still on their ass. And let's get it back together with some rebuilding of the core offensive and defensive line in the draft.
Yes,
that will definitely help us moving forward. Any hope on Sorensen getting the can next? Thanks, guys, and happy New Year.
We'll see. I think we're gonna find out. Last year they announced the Steve Wilks thing, I believe, on a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday, like 3 days after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, like, when we talk about their drafts coming up, and we have all offseason to speculate on these things. I don't know what CMC is going to be, right? He's got, like, about a $10 million hit next year, cap hit, and then they can get out after that. But I believe they're going to roll him back.
As they should.
Agreed. Jordan Mason, Garendo, all those guys, none of them could stay healthy.
No.
I said this to Spadoni, and it might sound insane. Do I want them to draft an offensive lineman? Of course. Do they need defensive lineman? Of course. I'm also going to throw running back in there. I want a running back in the first couple rounds.
Well, they usually do draft a running back in the third round,
and
right?
It ends up whiffing. I think they need to take a higher pick on that.
And it whiffs all the time. I don't know. I look at the trenches, and I read into a Jim Harbaugh quote that maybe we should play. But Jim Harbaugh mentioned the offensive line. He goes, the offensive line is the only position group that doesn't need other positions to make them better. The quarterback needs the offensive line. The running back needs the offensive line. The running back needs the offensive line. The tight end needs the offensive line. But the offensive line doesn't need anybody to be great. And that's when I look at this team and the injury to Trent Williams. And I think Trent Williams will be back. And I think he's... Look, I truly believe Trent Williams has pride.
Ponte, he's got a $57 million cap hit next year. He's coming.
Yeah, no doubt. But I think he wants to be, but I don't think he wants to end his career
He's still hobbling around, apparently, as whatever we said yesterday.
Yeah, so get healthy, big dog. Get healthy. But with him coming back, and you have Dominic Pooty, which is another silver lining. Dominic Pooty, you found yourself a right guard.
Yeah, he's a monster.
You have to retool this offensive line and get better. If you're going to invest in Brock Purdy, you need to invest in the offensive line. He just gets rolled and rolled and rolled. And it's just not pretty up there. It's not pretty up front. So both sides of the trenches are here on running back. because I think they need to get quicker
and
more explosive on the outside.
No doubt.
When you see Jahmyr Gibbs, when you see some of these running backs out there, Chase Brown in Cincinnati, you see all these guys being explosive and have speed on the outside. The Niners became one of the slower teams this season, so I agree. They need a lot more speed. However, they need the trenches to be a lot better.
No doubt. I just look at, and then going to the trenches thing, look at who's running the ball well and look who's in the playoffs.
Yep.
Green Bay, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Detroit, Minnesota, all of these teams run the ball well and have stout offensive lines. You know, Buffalo, Tampa Bay.
Bucky Irving is going crazy.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if you just look at it, like the teams that can't run the ball versus the teams that can, there's a direct correlation to who makes the playoffs.
No doubt. No doubt. And so they failed up front. Up front, they got beat up this year. And we'll talk more about it. We got Moody Ward sound. Brock Purdy here, what he had to say in the locker room yesterday as a Niners trying to retool. In case you're just waking up, the 49ers have fired special teams coordinator Brian Schneider. They fired him. Who's next? Who is next? Who do you want to see go? Who do you want to see back? We got plenty of questions when it comes to the 49ers. Don't forget the Warriors take on the Miami Heat before a four-game road trip, and they need this game tonight because playing Detroit. Detroit, guess what, folks? They're 500. And Cade Cunningham is playing like an all-star. It's not an easy road trip. There, what's up?
Terrell Owens in studio with Willard and Dibs today at 4?
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. And I'll explain why. Well, actually, I'll explain. I'm happy, but I'm not happy. And I'll explain on the other side, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safe travel in the new year starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians will check fluids, wipers, lights, and more. No need to get out of your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayerOJs.com. And that's what's coming up on a game brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bronte, you're doing great.